Eagle Credit Union is turning 75 this year, and they want to thank their members with a year-long celebration, including special drawings, special rates, and special events. Visit ameaglescu.org to find the current anniversary specials and branch nearest you. Keep in mind, every member is a winner with their free checking, low rates on loans, great rates on savings, plus access to over 200 free ATM machines in the area. Proudly serving the St. Louis metro area for 75 years, ameaglescu.org.
Membership eligibility and account approval required.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Did you know that computers, phones, or tablets can strain your eyes? Think about getting a yearly eye exam. Find an eye doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
I've got some love to give.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
Looks like someone's in love.
It conquers all and is the driving force behind what makes one person go nuts over another.
Oh, what a kiss that was.
The Big 550 celebrates love and Valentine's Day.
A magically romantic day.
By giving you chances to win daily prizes of a $100 gift card to Candice's Restaurant, a $100 gift certificate from Best Transportation, and a pair of tickets to the new movie, Endless Love. A $300 prize pack to be given away each day.
I'm in love!
Oh, see.
To win, register each day on KTRS.com or on Facebook under the contest and giveaways tab.
Sounds like love to me.
Love is on the air.
I love you.
From Candice's Restaurant, Best Transportation, Cupid.
That kiss made everything all better.
And the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey!
A little early.
In your playhouse, it's on the air. We've got lots to share.
Hey!
Listen
no,
in your
no.
car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Now, hey!
There's no time left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
piping hot gravy.
From the hot gravy. Piping hot gravy.
We're about to get Opinion's Playhouse.
Eat gravy, you need it to be hot from hot. You don't want it to be cold. Cold
it
gravy's
sound
no good.
Like, what was, Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton, yeah, let me tell you something, everybody. Get out of your seats, get out of the auditorium. The auditorium's on fire.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 12th. I'm just thinking about the date. There's something. Something coming up. Oh, yeah, trip to Mexico. I keep forgetting about that.
On the 15th. That's 3 days away.
3 days away. We're brought to you today by APG, Associated Physicians Group. We got a seminar coming up Tuesday, knee replacement.
Hey!
Alternative to knee replacement seminar. We'll tell you what you need to do to go to that, and you do want to go to that if you've got bad knees or a bad knee, and I think you might be staring at surgery in the near future. Maybe not. Maybe you don't have to be. We'll talk. But first, the introductions. At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, now is a great time to call Mark and Jason and find out what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Rat Boy's been acting really weird because he's not going on the trip with us. He's all mad. He thinks he should go. And he says, well, at least we can bring you back some Mexican what?
Cheese.
Mexican cheese. I believe it's called queso.
Yeah, it's queso in Mexico. We'll bring you how about a whole case of queso?
Oh, look at it. Nice smiling. Yeah, he'll go for that. You heard him earlier do that tremendous Roaring Twenties medley that they worked so hard on. Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
And I just talked to Bruce during the break. They are in talks right now with Liz Bien. Have her join the orchestra. So thanks to the guy who called and called to my attention that Liz Behan was a musician, singer, whatever. Maybe these two will get together. That'd be great, I think. Bruce Lippers and Liz Behan. We're brought to you by, as I said, Associated Physicians Group. Tuesday, next Tuesday, we'll be getting sunburn. And some of you will be attending a seminar. It's noon, and it's at Spazio. Spazio is right around the corner from us at Westport on Lackland. All this is at their website I'm about to give you, Alternative to Knee Replacement. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going to happen here. You're going to go to lunch at noon. You register at 11:30. It's a real lunch, not a cookie and a glass of milk. It's actual lunch. And you're going to join Dr. Josh Nadaud and Alicia Borowski. She is a doctor of physical therapy and a board-certified specialist in orthopedic physical therapy. Dr. Josh Nadaud is a reconstructive orthopedic surgeon at Mid-County Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And you say, wait a minute. I thought it was an alternative to knee replacement seminar. What's an orthopedic surgeon doing there? He does knee replacements. Well, that is a great question. And you're going to find out the answer to that when you're going. You're going to find out why he and so many other orthopedic surgeons are big proponents of this alternative to knee replacement program from Associated Physicians Group. This particular program is now available for the first time in St. Louis. And if you're interested, and remember the statistic, 87% of the people who have been told they're going to have knee replacement, 87% have been able to take advantage of the alternative to knee replacement through Associated Physicians Group. Again, it is noon Tuesday. Spazio on Lackland, the Westport area. I'll give you the number, but I know you're driving and you probably won't remember it. Here's the good news. You can go to their website, and it's all there. And if you can't remember the website, you go to my website, frankopinion.com. You'll see Associated Physicians Group, APG. Click on that. It links you to their site, and boom, there's the info. 866-915-9022. That's 866-915-9022. You do need reservations, and they do fill up. They don't want a lot of people. They just want a decent-sized group so that everybody has a chance to ask all the questions you can ask of these people who are so good at what they do. APGPain.com is the website. APGPain.com, Tuesday seminar. Be there or be square. Okay. Sid Caesar, Shirley Temple, both gone the last couple of days. Old-timers are starting to lose all the great talent. Peon put on our Facebook page something I sent him that a listener sent me, and it's about 8.5 minutes. You get to watch them build Corvettes at the Corvette plant down in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And it all came about because of the sinkhole story, where 8 cars got swallowed up in a big sinkhole there. But watch this video. It is amazing to watch them assemble these Corvettes, or any car, for that matter. Have you ever been through a plant?
No.
I have a long time ago.
It is really something. I mean, robotics are amazing. These robots, where an arm comes down and goes to a precise pinpoint spot and does its thing and then moves over and picks some. I don't know. Who makes that stuff? Who designs robotic stuff and builds them? It's an amazing thing to watch. So it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. You don't have to have a Facebook page to go and look at it. Did you see the story in the news today about the retired lawyer down in Tennessee and what happened to him?
No.
Mm-mm.
Lebanon, Tennessee, which is not far from Nashville. Guy's a retired attorney. He goes out to the mailbox, gets a package that blows up, kills him, blows all the windows out of his house, so seriously injures his wife. And he was a bankruptcy attorney. They're baffled because it's not like he was a criminal defense attorney, you know, and somebody's mad because the guy that killed my daughter, you got him off. He's a bankruptcy lawyer. No, nobody can figure this out.
Mm.
And then the other horrible part of this story is this couple, he's now dead from a package that blew up in his mailbox when he pulled it out. His wife's hurt, and their home's all messed up. This same couple lost their three-year-old child. It was killed by a dog.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Hope they didn't have to watch that dog killing their kid. And they had done all kinds of great work helping other, you know, fat people who had lost children. They had counseling sessions with them. And then the guy blows up in some piece of mail that somebody sent him. Tom Brokaw has multiple myeloma, cancer.
Really?
Yeah. And he's 74. I was surprised to see that. I thought he was older than that. He looks older. If you've ever seen him without the makeup, because, you know, on TV, they doll him up pretty good. He does look older to me. But I like Tom Brokaw. I think he's a guy who can't hang it up. You know, he announced he's retiring, and then he's all over TV all the time. And he's doing helping with his Russian stuff. And it's interesting. I talked to Tom Brokaw just about a week ago.
Really?
And not only did he sound fine, I happened to ask, I said, Tom, you sound great. How do you feel? He said, I feel great. He's obviously trying not to make a big deal. Well, here's a little bit of that conversation.
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Hey, Tom, it's Frank. How are you? How you doing?
Great, Frank. I want to tell you right now, I'm in Russia.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, for the Olympics, and I've been doing some interviews. I am AM and the PM over
well,
here.
Well, how about that? Tom Brokaw.
Yeah. Well, I listened online, but we got hacked.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard you and a bunch of other, Richard Engel, a bunch of reporters, as soon as you turn your stuff on, boom, hackers got a hold of it.
Yeah, that's
terrible. Yeah. Well, the weather's pretty nice there. It's not real cold, like 40, 50 degrees. That's nice.
It's been very nice here, I'll tell you.
Well, Tom, you feel good. You sound great.
I do. I feel pretty good. I've got that thing going on right now, but I'm feeling pretty good.
What thing is that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, a little cancer brought up.
I hope everything works out for you, Tom. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, you bet, Frank. I'll talk to you later. This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Wow. Yeah. You know, he actually mentioned it, and I didn't even catch it.
Yeah.
I just, playing it back just now, I heard him say that cancer thing. I didn't even catch it. He broke it here a week ago, story. Broke it here.
Wow. That's
he
wild.
Always has time for us. You know, a lot of them don't. Cronkite always had time for us.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one time, and I'll pull it for you here because I keep a good index. I remember one time I talked to Walter Cronkite. It was on one of the anniversaries of the Kennedy assassination thing, and I thought, well, this guy's going to be bombarded with requests. And sure enough, by satellite, as soon as he saw it was me, flashed up on the screen, here, I'll play you a little bit of it.
This is Walter Cronkite, live from the Kennedy Space Center.
Hey, Walt, it's Frank. How are you?
Oh, Frank, I'm AM the PM here at
That is so good to hear. I know you're going to be busy, anniversary of the Kennedy assassination thing. I just want to tell you, you're still the most trusted newsman in America, I think, and we always appreciate you taking the time to be with us. I'm not going to take any more of your time. Thank you, Walter.
Well, thank you so much, and that's the way it is.
How about that? How about that, Walter? Wow. How about that guy? Remember that one time I thought we'd never be able to get a hold of I thought we'd never be able to get a hold of, Don Knotts, Barney Fife.
Yes. Oh, man.
And it was some anniversary or reunion of the Andy Griffith Show, and I thought, well, we'll never get that guy. And
Don Knotts
sure enough,
was really sick that day, I think, too.
Yeah, he was, but he still had the time, took the time. Well, here, I'll play a little bit of that for you. It started off with me saying, wow, Don Knotts, Barney Fife, how are you?
Don? Great, Frank.
Oh, man.
Don, are you okay?
I've lost it a little bit.
Well, now you sound a little bit more like yourself. Yeah. I hope you're going to be okay. I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of people in the St. Louis area and all of America for the many laughs you brought us on the Andy Griffith Show.
You're welcome.
What?
Well, Dan was right. Dan remembers, must remember. Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
Now I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Don Knotts.
That's why Dan remembers everything. He remembered that he was sick during that call.
Yeah, he
right
was.
Towards the end.
He died shortly after that.
That is amazing. And it's just over the years.
Don had a hard time getting up there.
Yeah, and, the people that have always been there for us. I remember when A Few Good Men came out. And I thought, there's no way. This is the talk of the country. This you can't handle the truth. And Tom Cruise is a big deal. I thought, well, he surely.
Did you talk to him?
No, I talked to Jack Nicholson.
Oh,
yeah, right after the movie came out. Here's how a little bit of that went. It starts with, you'll hear me first here. So, Jack, I saw A Few Good Men, and I'm going to tell you something. It's one of a few great movies that I've seen in my life.
I thought it was one of the best freaking movies I've done in my career.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll never forget that day.
And the Academy can't handle the truth.
See, he threw that in there. Yeah. I forgot about that, yeah. Whew. I wish we had time for more. But
oh, man.
We don't. Dan, you remember that, yeah, okay.
Burt Lancaster?
Well, now that was, he was near death.
Yes, yeah. He was.
And I thought, he's so sick, he's not going to do any interviews, and he wouldn't except with us. And there's one thing I was always told about Burt Lancaster, that if you brought up that movie, The Swimmer, he'd light up. Even in that weak state in his last days. And I remember I said, Bert, could you just do us a favor and give me that line from The Swimmer? Here's what he said.
I could swim all the way home.
Wow. You know, I told you about 2 weeks ago that I had watched Back to the Future, and I hadn't seen it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm watching that Christopher Lloyd, and it occurred to me that I remember when that movie came out, we had talked with Michael J. Fox, and I had said, I said, the guy I really want to talk to is Christopher Lloyd, because Dr. Emmett, what was his name? Dr. Emmett.
Emmett Smith.
Emmett Smith.
Yeah. Or no, great, Emmett Brown.
Emmett Brown. That's right. What a great
Emmett
character.
Emmett Smith is a football player.
That's true. What a great character. And sure enough, once they got word to Christopher Lloyd that it was our show, he said, oh my goodness, I've been in St. Louis, I'm AM the PM, absolutely I'll talk to him. Here's a little of that conversation. It starts, well, you'll hear me first. So, Christopher, I will admit I did not watch Taxi. I know of the show, but I never watched it, but I just saw Back to the Future. What an entertaining movie, and without your character, Dr. Emmett Brown, I don't think we'd have had a movie.
Oh, it was fun doing that movie there, Frank. What I got to say, 1.21 gigawatts, that was the highlight.
I'll tell you. Someday we should just do a whole, like, retrospective.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we should. I think we just did.
Yeah, I think so.
So there's an obituary up in a place in Indiana, Kokomo, and it starts like this. Gary Lee, Edgar Lee, I guess you pronounce his last name, June 12th, 1938, January 31st, 2014. And I love the way this obituary starts. It said, the smallmouth bass in Lake Champlain are safe for now, as Gary Lee Edgar Lee, 75, has passed away. That's a great obituary. Yeah. The guy was obviously an avid fisherman, and they talk about he loved fishing and IndyCar racing, and he was always there to help people. But I love the way they started. Not some, you know, morbid, run-of-the-mill thing that everybody else always does. This is a pretty interesting statistic for the global warming people. In an article this morning, and I'll read you exactly what it says that this winter, more than 90% of the 116 million homes in the United States will have much higher heating bills than they've had in the past. 90% of this country has been affected by this lousy winter. That's a lot. I think the only exceptions would be New Mexico, Southern California.
A few places.
Yeah, down in the extreme west or southwest. What do you think this is about? In Florida, this ordinance that has now made it illegal for homeless people to cover up with blankets. obviously it's an attempt to drive out the homeless people. Because if you're homeless, this is Pensacola, Florida, you're going to go to San Diego, you're going to go to Southern Florida, because you're not going to freeze to death. But it still can get cool. And so they passed this ordinance.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
That says you cannot sleep in public under blankets or newspaper or inside any kind of shelter that you construct or sleeping bag. In other words, you can't cover up with anything. Well, that's just an obvious attempt to say, hey, get out of town.
What are they going to do?
Yeah,
arrest
what's the difference
you?
If they're just laying there without
exactly.
It?
What are they going to do? Arrest you? And if they do, woohoo, I get to go to jail and I have a bed.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're going to end up with is the problem that they didn't think about if they enforce it. Boy, this is, we've talked about this before. Now, I know that what's happened here is wrong, what this woman did. But this is the dream of every 15-year-old boy. We have this woman in Arizona, Santan Valley, Arizona. She's 34 years old. She sneaks into this 15-year-old boy's room and has sex with him.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's awful.
The boy's mom hears what she said was about 2 o'clock in the morning. Her son's bedroom door was locked, and she hears this bumping and knocking sounds. So she finally goes and bangs and gets her son to open the door, and as he does, she sees a naked 42-year-old woman going out the window.
Wow.
Almost like getting caught by your wife, but it's his mom.
Yeah. And she told the police that she came over after she thought the mom had fallen asleep, and she's done this apparently several times to have sex with his 15-year-old. And the boy said that she brought him alcohol. They drank together and had sex twice that night.
Oh, man. That's awful.
That is horrible. It's so horrible. And apparently the mom knew this woman, and she before encountered her and said, stay away from my son, and this time she caught him in bed together. Now, I can't imagine the trauma if you're a 15-year-old boy.
Ruined.
That would ruin me for the rest of my life. Not. I'll do this before we get to the... Nah, I'll get to the... Ladies, get in here, please. We'll save it for later.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is sent courtesy of Robert. Thank you, Robert. We've done this joke several times before, but I'm glad you reminded me of it because it's time to bring it back. There's a woman who goes to see her priest one day. And she says, Father, I have a problem. I bought 2 female parrots. And they have filthy mouths, and they love to say, hi, we're hookers. Want to have some sex? They say it all the time. And it's embarrassing. And I don't know, I don't want to have them put to sleep, or, you know, I don't know what to do. And the priest says, you know what? I think I have a solution. He says, I have 2 male parrots at my residence, and I've taught them to pray. And all these 2 male parrots do is they hold the rosary beads in their little claws, and they pray, and they read. I got them a little miniature Bibles, and they pray all the time. Maybe if you'd bring your 2 slutty female parrots that are saying, we're hookers, want to have sex, if you'd bring them over, we'll put them in the cage with my praying parrots, and maybe it'll rub off on them. Maybe they won't be so slutty. She says, Father, that's a great idea. So she brings the female parrots over to the priest's house. He takes her in the room where the 2 male parrots are, and there are the parrots in there holding rosary beads and praying. Their little parrot heads are down, and you can tell they're praying. So she walks over and puts her female parrots in with the male parrots, and the female parrots look up and say to the male parrots, hi, we're hookers. You want to have sex? And one of the male parrots looks at the other and goes, hey, quack, put the beads away. Our prayers have been answered.
Meep, meep. All right, we're going to see how traffic looks right now and check in airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, Tim Weiland always says there's usually one highway every afternoon drive. That's the bad highway. Today it's 55 southbound. But just when they clear that accident, southbound 55 near Revis Barracks, we've got a new accident, 55 southbound near 3200 South Broadway. It's over to the right, but you're backed up nearly to the Poplar Street Bridge, 55 southbound. They're also working with signage, 55 southbound at McNutt. That means you're backed up between the Highway M exit and McNutt. It's a long stretch there. The right lane is down at McNutt. Eastbound on Highway 44, the new Highway 44 through the depressed section down past the arch is heavy between the Poplar Street Bridge and the new Musial Bridge Tucker Complex. It's heavy in that stretch. Eastbound on 64 at last check, you were on the brakes from Union Station towards the Poplar. Northbound 55 had a slow stretch in that right lane. Got an incident on the right shoulder, partially blocking the right lane just before the Chesterfield Parkway west exit. Eastbound on 64 coming up from the valley, you're a little bit slow. Westbound on 64, the normal slow stretches from the Science Center to McCausland, and then again between, it looks like Ballas and about Mason. Eastbound 64 on the brakes in a couple pockets between 141 and 270. 270 southbound, the normal slow stretch, or heavier stretch, I should say, between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry South. There it opens up pretty good all the way through Tesson Ferry. And northbound on 170 was a pretty good run. Westbound on Highway 70, the only heavy spot pocket I saw was between 170 and the airport. Southbound 170, seeing some volume between the Parkway and 64. This update brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking accurate and easy temperatures. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club warehouse or other fine retailer today. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
The Razorbacks versus the Tigers.
Throws it back middle for Clark. Right side, Brown. Clark, top of the key. Left side, Ross. Ross looks inside. Now lofts a three. Makes it. Missouri pulls within one.
Tomorrow, the Arkansas Razorbacks invade Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tiger basketball team. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
It is a biting, sharp, fiercely funny play about a young novelist returning home at holiday time to talk about the story she's written about her family, which is not easy sledding.
Stephen Wolf, artistic director at The Rep, discussing Other Desert Cities.
This play, Other Desert Cities, was heralded as the best new play by the New York Times last year. The story implicates the family and tells some family secrets. Secrets don't necessarily play well with all of the family.
Things get bumpy when a promising young novelist returns home to get her family's approval of her newest work. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in this Pulitzer Prize-nominated play.
It is a powerhouse play, a powerful story, strong family emotions. It is full of wit, it is clever, it's funny, it is unforgettable, it's powerful theater.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Other Desert Cities playing February 12th through March 9th, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale?
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
Lifetime granite sealer, valued at up to $400, free.
That's $850 worth of extras, absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles, and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344.
That's 636-322-2344. Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I Sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Gold and Old Lending cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR 3.807. NMLS 1149.37. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
I'm here with Steve Scallon of the St. Louis Home Retention Group. You know, Steve, I watch these TV commercials for these mortgage places, this cartoon granny and stuff like that. What is that all about, and how are you different?
Well, you know what? Those guys, Scott, they do a very good job at what they do, and they're very, very thorough. However, unfortunately, there's a significant percentage of the population here, and particularly in St. Louis, that are unable to get approved through those companies, unable to access lower interest rates. I'm talking about homeowners who are maybe upside down on their mortgage, or more importantly, have had credit issues in the past, and find themselves behind on their mortgage by, you know, anywhere from 2 months to 12 months behind on their mortgage, facing foreclosure. That's what we do.
Steve, for folks that do need your services, how do they get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of us is by calling 636-527-5121, or you can go to our website, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. 5 times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouthwatering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get
sober? Yeah, when you gonna let me get sober?
Leave me alone.
I don't know about you, but I can't wait to hear what's going on in Hollywood. We have the guy who's going to tell you. His name is Mike Evans. And his appearance every day is made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley at the eastern end. What the heck was that noise? What was that?
Wow, that was wild, wasn't
what
it?
What was that?
I don't know.
Was that us or was that him?
No, that was us.
Neat.
I know.
It sounded
pretty cool.
I don't know how to describe it.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, we can do it again. Here we go. Ready? Oh, no.
Oh, that's real good. Oh. Real good.
Teaser.
Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley, closed on Monday, which means they're there for you tonight, but you need reservations. Need reservations to eat at that restaurant because it's real popular, and that's because it's real good. The ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up.
What's going on?
Got a pop quiz question for you. Name the name of the star who always prays before he eats. No matter who he's with, how many people he's with, what restaurant he's at, says grace, prays. Bill Cosby, Denzel Washington,
Samuel L. Jackson. Answer in just a minute. TV news. Michelle Obama is scheduled to appear February 20th on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. I still can't get used to that.
Who is? Who's going to appear?
Michelle Obama. She's married to this Barack Obama.
Yeah.
But they... All the questions have to first be approved by the White House.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
see, that's not a real interview to me.
No. So apparently they've been going back and forth, and the White House has not approved all the questions yet, so they're still working it out. Yeah, I agree with you. What kind of interview
I will
is
not
that?
Watch an interview that's that screened. I just won't do it.
Well, what does she have to hide? What are they afraid of?
I don't know.
With X Factor gone and his American Idol days long gone, this is the first time that Simon Cowell has been off American television in 13 years. That's hard to believe that he's been around that long.
Yeah.
Speaking of American Idol, Randy Jackson is spending all of his time trying to make a star out of Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina. She can't sing. I mean, it isn't like she can't sing like her mom or dad. She can't sing is what I hear. So he's got his work cut out for him. Good luck on that.
Hey, you mentioned that Simon Cowell. We actually had him on here one time, and I got to tell you something. I was convinced this guy would be a stiff and a snoot and a snob and not likable. You guys remember, he could not have been nicer.
Yeah, it was a good interview.
He was fun. He was engaging. He was just a great interview, and I was shocked by that.
No, I think a lot of people liked him.
No, he was really good.
The Olympics beat the Beatles on Sunday. Walking Dead was close. Now they break down the numbers. Downton Abbey held its own. I mean, it was basically the same the week against the Olympics on that Sunday as it was the week before, which is saying quite a bit for Downton Abbey.
Popular show. I should know this because my wife watches it. What is it on? What network? What channel?
Sunday's on Public Broadcasting.
Oh, PBS. That's right.
Da-da-da-da-da. Masterpiece Theater. You know, it's highbrow, Franco.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can't watch it.
Wow. Yeah.
Too cultured for me.
Speaking of the Olympics, with that Bodie Miller and Sean White now taking the pipe and not meddling, I wonder if the interest in the games are going to start dwindling. It's been a little disappointing, the Olympics, I think, and I was really excited about it. But
you know, the one event I saw last night that looks to me like, and I know I'm wrong about this, but the thing you have to have the least ability to do, because there seems to be the least control, is that lie down on your back luge thing. It looks to
I
me
think
like
it's
you
a
just
lot harder than it
I know.
Looks.
I know. I know
yeah.
that. And I know I'm wrong, but it looks like if you can just be real still, you got it. You know, just don't shift or something. I know there's more to it than that.
I think hockey will be exciting.
The one that I think is the hardest, those moguls. Those people on those skis.
Oh, my God.
How do their knees That's unbelievable to me.
I like to sit down with some popcorn and a glass of wine and taking the 2 or 3 hours of curling. That's what I like.
Hey, I actually like
you're saying this.
I like it because I've played shuffleboard on a real good ice slick shuffleboard table. It is there's real skill there in getting it exactly where.
Every time I play shuffleboard, I just throw it down as hard as I can. I can't help myself.
I like watching curling.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, see there, you know.
I made up an expression, Mike. About a year ago, I made up an expression. To each his own.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh.
Right. A lot of women like the curling. A lot of... moving right along.
What are you saying?
He's trying to make a hair uh-huh. humor. Hair humor.
Oh.
Yeah, did there?
We'll see what
New York Post front page yesterday, a story about how the New York Yankees' newest pitcher, $160 million pitcher, Masahiro Takanaga.
Whoa.
Masahiro Takanaga. Want it again?
Yeah.
Masahiro Takanaga didn't want to traumatize his dog, bringing him from New York, Tokyo to New York. So he spent $195,000 and leased a 787 jet to fly himself, his wife, and the dog to New York.
Whoa.
Yeah. He said that way the dog could have the run of the plane and not get not upset anybody. The plane usually carries 490 passengers.
Mike, I spoke with him this morning. I spoke. It was very brief. It's a very brief conversation, but he explained. Well, here's what he said. It's real brief. He said, right, that's it. He said, what I do with my money is my business, mine your own.
Wow, man. Now, you can hear that on Zipper, couldn't you?
We'll hear it with Bill Wilkerson tomorrow.
John St. Jack.
Tomorrow morning.
He's got the money to afford it. They had to pay him $20 million just to negotiate a contract with him.
Oh, man. We all should have a deal like
dog,
that. We should
walking a... off the plane. Its big headline was Yankee Doodle Poodle.
That's good.
See what they did there?
That's good.
And the first thing Jay Leno wants to do, he says, this spring, is take a Florida to California motorcycle ride with his motorcycle buddies, William Macy, George Clooney, and Kid Rock. I say put a camera behind that. That'd be a great TV show.
Well, I talked to him this morning. And,
who's that?
I said, Jay, this sounds like a great idea. Here's what he said.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to, you know, get away and everything and not have to worry about working. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wow.
We get all the big names.
Did you hear that on the zipper?
That'll be on tomorrow with Jim and Andy. We get all big names.
I don't think so.
He should try to do something like Seinfeld's online thing.
Yes. Yes.
The popularity of that thing.
That's a good idea. The Comedians in Cars thing.
That'll probably be repeated on Todd Wallace, won't it?
They don't know who that is, Mike.
He was never on the air.
He was never on the air. They don't know who that is.
And finally. Name the name of the star who always prays before he eats, if he's at a restaurant, no matter who he's with, how many people he's with. Bill Cosby, Denzel Washington, Samuel Jackson.
Denzel.
I was going to say Denzel.
I will also say Denzel.
The answer is Denzel Washington.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hi, Kevin. See ya.
He hates that when we all get it.
Yes, he does.
He hates that. Can you imagine those guys coming into a restaurant or something? William H. Macy, Clooney, Jay Leno pull their bikes up. Can you even imagine what that would be like?
Wild. Yeah.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Don't go away. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
All right, we're going to look at traffic again on this celebrity-filled show today. Holy cow, here's Frank Ladd Airborne.
Southbound on Highway 55. Still volume south of 44 down to the incident near 3200 South Broadway. Still seeing heavy delays westbound on Highway 64 in pockets from Grand out to, McCaws. And you open up a little bit through the Vandeventer construction zone, though, westbound on 64. Still heavy as well, making your way west of Ballas out to Mason. And a pretty good run out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64. There's a pocket headed up the hill from the valley to Chesterfield Parkway West due to an earlier incident. Then you're on the brakes in a couple pockets between 141 and 270. Southbound 270 is thinned out quite nicely now. Just heavy. Looked like Manchester Road down through Doherty Ferry this afternoon. Southbound on 170, still some volume between the parkway and 64. And still seeing delays southbound on 55 between Highway M and McNutt. You're down to one lane there. Due to sign replacement, the right lane is closed at McNutt. This update is brought to you by Constant Contact. Grow your business fast with Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tools, all from one login. Backed by live expert support, start your free trial today at ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
K-Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Well, it's been a pleasure. You guys, that's what we all three should do when we're done here. We'll get on motorcycles and go across the country like anybody will care.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Oh, it's very dangerous.
One man is dead. Now Chesterfield police are looking for the person who hit him. What they have to work with tonight. Bitter cold weather brings a jump in the number of cars stolen in St. Louis City and County. The growing problem of idling your car to warm it up.
Free boots, free hoodies, free coffee, free bagels. Sound like your job? Well, it is the life of a construction worker here at Fall Park Village.
First at 6, the second fatal hit-and-run accident in our region this week now has Chesterfield police looking for the driver who hit a man and drove away. Fox News' Betsy Bruce reports the victim lived in Chesterfield. She joins us from the accident scene along Olive with more. Betsy.
Well, Sandy, I'm told, particularly during rush hour, this can be a very busy section of Olive. It is near King of Kings Lutheran Church and Preschool and west of Highway 141. Now, authorities need your help to try to determine just